As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary superintelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk is brought to you by Pub Beer, the official beer of Cheap Fun.
Right in the butt.
You know, I hope we elect to kick ass is what I hope we do.
Not from the bottom of the well, mechanic, as power key has got
Come on, you dumbass. Eat me.
What does the giraffe sound like?
You can't just flop that thing out on national TV and be like, hey, check this thing out.
Oh, no. Feeling
China.
Azerasians. You do it anymore, you're gonna have problems.
Everything's computer.
I'm really rich.
It's called rain. Comes down from heaven. It goes drip, drip, drip.
I love Tesla.
I don't know which one's my favorite, but right now Tesla is.
Tesla.
Yeah, Tesla. Now, whenever I see a Tesla, I have to proclaim out loud,
I love Tesla.
There's a guy that
I love cows.
Like maybe 3-4 blocks that I walk by every day now. And he has a Tesla and he's recently purchased a giant Cybertruck.
I love Tesla.
And every time I see him, I think to myself, oh my God, you're a douche.
But everything's computer.
I yell out loud, I love Tesla.
I saw the first, what do you call the big trucks?
The Cybertruck.
Cybertruck. Yeah. I saw the first Cybertruck used for a company.
Oh,
recently,
they
had it all painted blue, and they had their logo on it. It was some painting company or something.
I've seen two of those. The second of which was a firearms company.
Yeah,
they're hocking their guns.
Hell, I love my Tesla and I love my guns.
These people are crazy. There's just something wrong with them.
I love Tesla.
I love Tesla. Everything's computer.
Dude, it's amazing. It's just amazing.
It's called sports. It's called baseball in particular.
Thanks for the clarification there.
I feel better about it.
They're eating the cats.
A 14-year-old girl was killed and eaten by a lion in front of her horrified friend after the animal entered their residential compound in Kenya.
Oh.
Over the line!
That is over the line.
The unnamed child was snatched by the wild cat from a residential area on the outskirts of the Kenyan capital, Nairobi, before her friend called the authorities. KWS rangers and response teams were swiftly mobilized and traced bloodstains leading to the river where the girl's body was recovered with injuries to the lower back. The lion is believed to have escaped the Nairobi National Park, which borders the residential compound from which the girl was dragged.
Boy.
So here's the red flag. Okay.
Something more terrifying than living next to a lion preserve.
Well, right. So see if you can spot the red flag here that I just keep going back to.
Yeah.
The killer lion remains on the loose, but a trap has been set and search teams have been deployed in the wake of the shocking attack. Additional security measures have been taken to prevent any further attacks. Nairobi National Park, just 6 miles from downtown Nairobi, is home to cheetahs, leopards, lions, buffalo, and giraffes.
Yeah.
The park is fenced in on three sides to prevent animals from roaming into Nairobi, but is open on its southern side to allow animals to migrate in and out of the park.
Huh.
While lions can come into contact with humans and harm livestock, fatal attacks of people are very rare.
Yeah.
A day earlier, a 54-year-old man was killed by an elephant. Around 80 miles north of Nairobi.
Well, I mean, I guess this isn't any different. I mean, I grew up in Alaska, and we have bears and moose, and
yes, you have wild animals.
Yeah.
But this is a wild animal park?
Yeah, I mean,
it's supposed to be a refuge from wild animals in a place to see wild animals. Like, safe from them, yes?
Well,
I can't quite tell that.
This my guess is that it's Nairobi National Park, right? That was the title.
So is it like camping in Yellowstone? Run over by a bison?
Nairobi National Park.
Yeah, that seems like it's probably a Yellowstone. So you go to Yellowstone and they've got the wolves and they've got the cougars and you got the bison.
So if you camped at Yellowstone and you got eaten by a wolf or trampled by a bison,
this is no different.
Yeah, this is no different. They just have scarier.
But this is close to Nairobi. Like, this would be as if Portland were like 80 miles north of.
I understand but it is Africa. And I think when you live in Africa, I do think, especially a place like Kenya, I think that probably is like, it's like when you live in Australia, there's scarier things there. I think this is a case of, it's a horrible thing, but where you live, you live off the coast of South Africa, they got great white sharks. I think lion did lion things. Like, we're always shocked when animals act like animals.
But why is it fenced on three sides? Like, that to me is weird.
Well, I think it's fenced on three sides, again, because then the animals can only come in and out one way, and my guess is that's probably facing away from the residential area.
Well, yeah, but
you don't want some gal wandering in, it's 6 miles, and being like, hey, where am I at? Ah, lion's den.
No, you just want the lion wandering out
15
miles and eating 14-year-old girls.
I think the idea is that the lion usually doesn't wander out, but I can tell you...
Usually doesn't work for me.
Yeah, why are you... Yeah, the construction of this makes no sense. Either have it open or have it closed, but having it partially open seems like a mistake.
I don't know. Again, you can't close off
Yellowstone. I don't think
that's not the way it works.
But how is the three-sided thing working then?
Well, they can't close it off.
Yes.
Because it's natural habitat.
Yes.
So they do. They're trying to protect themselves from the animals getting a little squirrely as best they can.
Yes.
And so they fence it off on three sides. I mean, I sort of get the idea, but
it's a half measure.
It doesn't seem foolproof enough for me.
But
a resident of Nairobi,
the problem is that when you're dealing with giant national parks, when animals and humans live by each other, occasionally animals do animal things. And I guarantee you that more lions get killed in that place than humans do. And that's the other reason why you may have a fence up, is you probably got some dip-ass that's constantly wandered in there shooting the lions.
Well, can you not maybe extend the boundaries out? You know what I'm saying? So it has to go way around to get to Nairobi? Maybe eventually the lion's like, all right, fine, I'm not going to go to Nairobi. It's too far. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, all they have to do is just get on the other side of one of the side fences
and
go north, and they're in Nairobi.
Yeah.
How about make it harder for them to get to Nairobi?
I think the point is that most animals don't want to go into cities. But something will
tell
be
that to this
something
lion.
Will be wrong with this lion. The lion will either be sick, it'll be starving, something will have happened to the lion to make it.
You're sick of those humans taking up its space.
Yeah. I can't think of anything.
Sending a message.
I can't think of anything scarier than opening your front door and there's just like, there's a lion waiting for you.
Oh, no.
Like, you just go out to like take something out to the curb and then you just get terry-tated by a lion. Oh my God.
Not good.
No, not good at all. That's awful. Absolutely terrifying. But again, I just think when you live certain places, that's what happens. when we were in Indonesia all those years ago, my buddy had rented a scooter, and he went out and you know, he's like, hey, you want to go get a whatever? I think we were going to get a drink or something. And he's like, we got to ride on our scooter. I'm like, this is cool. Our two big asses on the scooter. So we're getting ready to get on the scooter, and he's in front. And my man comes walking by and is like, I wouldn't do that. And we're like, what do you mean? He goes, yeah, I saw a snake crawl underneath your, you know, like in the engine of the scooter. We're like, what? And the guy goes and gets a stick and starts rattling around. And sure enough, snake comes out of it. And the guy's like, yeah, you wouldn't have wanted that. And we're like, is that poisonous? He goes, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And you're like, what the hell, man? He goes, they like the warm engine. Dude, we could have just been on the scooter minding our own business. And then, well, luckily my buddy was in front, so I would hope that he would get it. But yeah, you're like, he's got some poisonous viper that's just it. Like, that's welcome to Indonesia.
Recently, I've seen some ones right here in the U.S. of like rattlesnakes curled up in a golf cart little wells where you put your like balls and tees and stuff in the front. And they go in there. I mean, you know, they're cold-blooded. They like to, like, bask, and then they go cool off again. And so they'll just go hiding in golf carts, and people are going away with them on the course, and then they're slithering out on them.
Yeah. I just, you know.
No.
That's horrible, but I just.
Strong. No.
I think we're spoiled because we live in Portland where there's not a lot of scary things, and, like, we're in the middle of suburbia. But
no. You know, no.
Occasionally we get, like, a cougar or a bear that wanders, but if you move to the wilds. And the lady in Kenya, she was born in Kenya.
I've choked a cougar.
It happens. Yeah, the girl. I think that's kind of part of being in Kenya. I'm guessing that they're you know, really? It doesn't happen very often, but I bet you people know, and it's definitely keep your head on a swivel sort of thing. We have that with bears.
I don't think it is. I think because they're. I was just reading about the national park. Yeah. I mean, they go in and out of that park all the time. Like kids. Classes are going to study there. It's the main. Sure. It's where everybody goes on safaris.
Feels like the type of place that people go to see this stuff, but they're not expecting.
It's our Yellowstone.
Yeah, but they're not expecting. Like, I think you grow up in Nairobi, you feel, even though everything you're saying is true, it's like, there's a chance, but come on, what's going to happen? It's like you and me saying, well, we live in Oregon, we're going to die via earthquake. Sure. Well, we could, but, you know.
Again, the best thing I say is all those years I spent in Alaska, I never had any sort of close encounter with bears. And yet, if you live in Alaska, you know someone that has been affected in some shape or form or has direct knowledge of someone who was on a hike, who was fishing, and they turned the wrong corner. And by the way, when you fish like on the Russian River up there, dude, bears fish with you. It's like it's shocking to see some dude fishing and then like across the river. Like 30 feet away is some big ass brown bear, and dude's like, I'm fishing here too. And everyone just kind of assumes that it's going to be fine. And once in a while, it's not. And that's, I mean, it's safe. More people get hurt by moose up there, but bears occasionally are bears. And a lot of times it's because, again, the bear is sick or it's hungry or you stumble and you piss off the wrong one.
No, I don't like it.
No. No, that's no good.
I don't like it.
And now they're looking for the lion, and the lion's like, I'm not surfacing. The lion knows what's up. He's like, yeah, I know what I did.
Went back into the park.
Yeah. How do they know it's that lion, by the way?
The lion's wiping blood off its face.
Lion just keeps quiet. He's like, just everyone. He's telling all the other lions, like, just got to lay low for a while. Just everybody, keep it quiet.
All right, you got a story from your house, you said?
Yeah, speaking of dead, well, this isn't dead people. I got dead animals. Dude, something bizarre happened over the weekend.
No way.
Yeah, and this landed in my living room, and I was not prepared for it, and we need to talk about rot boxes.
Wait, what boxes?
Rot.
Rot.
Rot boxes. Boxes.
So it was like a buried animal?
I learned more about dead animals this weekend. Like in like an hour-long conversation that I've ever known in my entire life.
Well, that story's next on The Fan. Now to more wild souk news.
Yeah. So this is Friday night. Sitting around the house. I got home about 11:30, 11:45. Getting ready to go to bed.
That's after our party. Right?
Yeah. No, so this would have been Thursday night. I checked that because it was the night before. I'd been out with a buddy of mine. So it was Thursday, not Friday, because Friday night would have been our party. So we were out and about, and got home, and my two daughters were having a conversation. They were chatting on the FaceTime and whatnot. So I was talking to them, and I'm like, hey, I'm going to bed, and good night. So I go upstairs, and I go to holler downstairs for, I believe the quote was, to tell my daughter, let your dumb dog out to go to the bathroom, because he was walking downstairs, and I hear a man's voice go, no. Scared the living hell out of me. Mm. I was like, dah! It was my stupid son who had come home and not told me that he had come home. Mm. So he surprised me. And I was like, that gave me a heart attack. Mm. So I was like, oh, buddy. So I go downstairs to see
my
him.
My son is an idiot.
I turn the corner, and there's a strange woman now in my living room. He brought his girlfriend home, who I didn't think was real.
A new girl?
A new girl.
All right.
Who I had yet to see any photographic evidence for, and he refused to produce a photo.
Merry Christmas, bitch.
And so I believed that she was made up. No, she's real and in my living room. And I was like, oh, very nice to meet you. How's it going? Talked to her
Are
for a little bit.
Kidding me?
Went to bed, woke up the next day, figured we'd have a nice little chat. So we're talking, and she seemed very nice, very sweet gal, very nature-y. At one point, she emerged from the backyard. I was like, I just saw her roaming the backyard. I'm like, what's happening out there? And she comes back. She was over by the murder shed. I was like, oh, hanging out at the murder shed, are you? And she goes, hey, do you spray? And I'm like, no, what happens by the murder shed stays by the murder shed. Reaches down, starts picking up some weeds, and starts eating them. She's like, apparently we have some sort of plant lettuce growing out by the murder shed.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Yeah.
She's just eating your weeds? Is she a goat?
Just picking them up.
Thank you all.
And she offers some to me. I'm like, no, we're good.
What?
We're good.
Is she like is she super a forager? Hippie?
She's like one with nature.
She's a hippie.
Whoa.
Little. She's not, she doesn't look like a hippie, but she is nature. She has a van that like, she has like a van that she made and then like drives around and like is in nature with the van. She's one of those. So she is adjacent to hippie.
Very much hippie.
Eating weeds out of your backyard.
Yeah. By the murder shed, by the way. Like Christ. Literally this lettuce weed or whatever is growing right on the outskirts.
And it's delicious, apparently.
Of the woodpile, which housed, we all remember the woodpile of death, hence the murder shed. Oh, no, she's great. She's like, oh, yeah, this is nutritious. And I was like, oh, this is happening. And so we start mentioning.
Red flags.
Yeah. And at one point, she can also speak to crows. She talks to crows.
There's another red
flag.
Is
she a witch?
So she was my boy Eisman was telling me about how she is one with nature, and we were talking just about it, and she goes I can get crows to communicate back and forth.
Oh, come on.
At which point, dude, she fires out unexpectedly like a crow, like she speaks fluent crow. It's the damnedest thing.
Yes. No way.
Speaks fluent
what
crow.
What happened? What did she say?
Like did she start cawing?
She started cawing. Caw-caw. It sounded exactly like a crow. I'm like, oh my God.
Did they speak back and what did they say?
I'm like, you're the most fascinating person I've ever met. Then
my
son tells her about Operation Best Friend and how I'm trying to befriend the raccoon.
Oh, she's like, I can do that for you.
And I'm like, oh my God, can you help with Operation?
Arrange a meeting maybe?
Yeah, Best Friend. I'm like, what are we doing? Can you put in a good word with me? Can you tell the crows to tell the raccoons that we're one? She also, she raised a possum when she was younger.
Of course she did.
Yeah, of course she did. So we start talking about the raccoon, and she mentions that she has a raccoon named Charlotte. And I'm like, are you effing? Do you have a raccoon? No. She has raccoon skulls. She has a raccoon skull that she calls Charlotte. And this is where I found out. You want to talk about red flag? And again, very much liked this girl. She spent the weekend with us. She was great. But ate lettuce out of my backyard, which I wasn't growing, speaks to crows, has a raccoon skull that she calls Charlotte, and I asked her, where did you get a raccoon skull? At which point, she told me, well, wow. I found a dead raccoon, and I buried it, and then I dug it up to get the skull. And I'm like, so you're a serial killer. You're doing what serial killers do. And she goes,
this is how Ordner gets your skin.
And she's like, no. She goes, I created a rot box. I'm like, what is a rot box? Apparently, there's a thing now where you make a box, you poke holes in it, you put like twigs and so like all the maggots and the bacteria, you bury it, and then you wait a determined amount of time, and then you come back and you dig it up, and then you get the bones. And I was like, what do you mean? She goes, yeah, I got a squirrel I'm working on right now. Like, what do you mean? She has a dead squirrel right now buried, waiting to be dug up and brought out.
Your son's about to die.
She also apparently has a bat. Somehow, and then, so now I'm fascinated. I'm asking a million questions.
Sorry, buddy.
She also has a bat, but she hasn't buried the bat yet. The bat's just in the garage. Like, what do you mean the bat's in the garage? I'm like, it's living? No, it's dead. And she goes, yeah, with little ones like that, it's more like a mummified bat. She's like, I'll bury that later. And then she starts telling about the time that she was at the beach and she found a seal and she ripped its jaw off. Dead
was
seal.
RFK?
Dead seal on the beach.
Is that what he did with a whale?
I like that.
Wandered over.
Point Buckley.
Because she was telling me about how she has seal teeth, and I'm like, where do you get seal teeth? And she looks right at me and is
for
like,
seal jaw, dummy.
Idiot. Dude.
Where else?
You, listen. Okay, if this weren't your son's girlfriend, yes, whom you initially have to support, I mean, I know what you're going through right now. Because you know, when it's your kids and who they choose to date, you have an open mind, and you're like, okay, I'm sure they're wonderful. I support my son. If this were anybody but your son's girlfriend, you would think she's a lunatic, dude.
Yeah, what if it was your daughter's boyfriend?
Right.
Like, this would not be
you
okay.
Would, yes, that's an even better question. If this were your daughter's boyfriend, O'Ren's boyfriend, you would murder him and take his bones in a... What is this? What'd you call it? A rot box. You'd put him in a rot box.
The best is that I was like, how long does it take, by the way, to rot an animal? And she's like, well, it depends on the size. Little ones you can just bury, but big ones you got to make a rot box. And it really depends on how long. And I'm like, is it a trial and error? I think it goes, yeah, sometimes you dig it up and it's not quite there, so you rebury it. And I was like, oh my God. And then the seal jaw was the one that I was like, hold on.
Can I ask two questions?
Ask away, because I had a million questions.
One, where did she get the interest in all of this? And two, where did she procure, like, the skills and the know-how? Like, did she just find all of this on internet, or was she, like, an Eagle Scout or something?
Can I answer both of these?
Yeah.
One, she's a murderer. Two, YouTube.
I think she just, because I did ask, and I just got the general sense that she has just always been into nature. She likes the woods.
Dead nature.
She wants dead nature.
Yeah, there's a...
It gets better because not only did she rip... The seal one was the one that I was having a hard time processing the ripping the jaw off the seal. To which point she had to produce photos because I'm like, I'm going to need to see, like, photos of this.
Did she use a tool or was this a barehanded...
No, it's bare hand.
Oh my God.
And then she was like, yeah, I got some vertebrae too. I'm like, predator style? She's got seal vertebrae and seal.
At no point are you worried about, like, dead animal bacteria or anything. You're just like.
Well, and what is Tiny Y saying when all this is.
He's like, yeah.
He's like, hot, huh, Dad?
I did ask at one point.
See the BTJ do that.
I was like, oh, believe me. BTJ is like, BTJ was in the kitchen making up dinner. I'll tell you right now, BTJ was just,
as she should.
It was, there was a lot of just silence coming from the other room with an occasional
glance because
I asked, so you're just walking the beach and you seal the decomposing seal. And she's like, yeah. And I'm like, do you have gloves? And she goes, no, I didn't have gloves. So I'm like, you just raw dog that. And she goes, yeah. And I'm like, so you just like kind of put your foot. And she goes, yeah, I mean, it's mostly decayed, but she goes, there was some flesh. Don't worry, I also found out that once you get the animal like ripped apart, you soak it in hydrogen peroxide.
I did know that.
Yeah. So this is going to be potentially the woman who births your grandchildren.
Yes.
Or some of them.
And maybe murders someone else's grandchild. I don't know. So basically what I've gathered is we have raccoon, we have a dead raccoon named Charlotte. There's a squirrel that she's working on right now. There's a rabbit that we have that's been harvested. We got the seal. We got seal jaw, teeth, and vertebrae, and a bat that may or may not eventually get buried. And I was like, "What are your parents? What do your parents think about this?" She goes, "Oh well, I don't know. They're kind of supportive." She goes, One time I brought a bird in, and my dad got mad because it kind of stuck up the garage. Poor Bruce.
So what are her redeeming qualities?
She was great. She was sweet. She was very nice. She just, like, everything about her was great. And then,
except
the fact that she buries animals and then waits for them to rot and then takes their bones and makes jewelry out of them. And I was like, what? Yeah, because I was like, what do you do? And she's like, I don't know. It's like, sometimes I make jewelry. Other time I just kind of have them. So if, like, if I walked into your room right now, I would see like a raccoon skull. She was like, yeah, that's Charlotte. I'm like, well, so I said my mom's name is Charlotte.
What if I tell you that she is Jody Allen, only 23 years old, or however old?
Well, I say.
So she's going to be a billionaire.
Yes.
But she's also cuckoo and may sexually harass some men, including your son.
Yeah, I think that's just...
Are you taking that?
I think you take it. I think you roll the dice.
I think you are, too.
You roll the dice. The best part is, like, stone-faced, like, she had, like, that nothing was weird about this at all. There's multiple times I was like, yeah, this is, like, this is serial killer behavior. And she's like...
She's like, oh, I'm not denying that.
No, at no point did she deny it. At no point did she deny that it was weird.
What if she said at a later? I'll tell you about the bodies later. I'll tell you about the
humans
later.
I was kind of afraid to ask. I'm like, how big of a rot box and how long do you need humans?
I don't know you well enough. You're an awful big guy. I'm going to need a big rot box.
If she comes across a dead human body in the woods, is she calling the authorities or is she starting an experiment?
I think maybe if she did say that she likes kind of hands and feet. It's like,
oh, dude.
It's like, what is happening?
What's her field of study? Is she going to like plan to be in a morgue or something?
No,
or?
She's gonna. She's like a biology major. She's okay. Like pre-med. Okay. She's super smart.
What's her name?
Mia. Super smart. By the way.
Nationality?
White.
Okay.
White.
Okay.
Yeah. Think like she kind of looks like Poison Ivy, like she's a Batman villain. And she ate murder shed lettuce. And I was kind of, I almost said something. I was like, you might want to look underneath that wood pile because I'll tell you what, over the years, stuff happens in that wood pile. I was kind of terrified though that she would start moving pieces of wood to see what's happening in the yard. At one with nature.
Well, who needs a cat?
I've got her.
When you've got her?
Yeah.
They're eating the cats.
She'll take care of your rodents?
Oh, yeah. She likes rats, by the way.
Is she a redhead?
Yes. Yes. Dude. And she did point out that she liked rats, and I was like, huh? I was like, dude, rats? And she's like, yeah. I was like, what about them? And then she went on a big, long thing about how she loves rats. Something happens to my son.
There's one place we're checking first.
This is probably not the time to ask this question.
Ask away.
But, I mean, I know the redhead thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, they're all crazy.
Yeah.
That's a stereotype.
Mm-hmm.
That we should not perpetuate that stereotype.
Yeah.
But isn't there something to, like, the genetics of a redhead that you kind of got to watch out? Like, am I wrong?
She didn't move around a lot as a kid, too. Is there a possibility that she is running from a series of murders? She's like all over the map.
She's like beating other children and stealing their teeth, and they're like, you got to move towns.
I don't know, bro. I have never been worried about you or your kids ever until right now. I'm scared. Not my monkey, not my circus.
No.
But... I'm a little worried about this.
I was joking that one of the guys that I'm going to Italy with, he's got a piece of property up in the Okanagan Highlands, and he's always shooting coyotes up there. And I mentioned to her, I was like, hey, you want a dead coyote? I probably get you as many coyotes as you can. Halfway joking? No, she was all about it. She's like, yeah.
I'd love one. Mr. Sukanik, thank you.
Yes.
I won't kill you now.
That was my way of brokering some sort of deal to not harm anyone in my family.
Keep offering me a sacrifice of nature and your son will live.
Caw-caw, caw-caw.
I'm telling you, dude.
Yeah.
She speaks to crows.
I already forgot about the bird caw-caw, communication.
Dude. That's like number 7 on the red flag list.
Dude, the crow, I'm telling you, that was the most spot on. And when I was like, are you seeing, James was like, or Eisman was like, dude, you should hear it, Dad. Like, they answer. And then she went on. She goes, yeah. She goes, if it's in, like a lot of, like, busy areas and they can see me, they won't. But, like, if I'm out in nature, they will come see that it's me. And then sometimes they lose interest and fly away. But she's like, they answer. She speaks crow.
Rank the most concerning to least concerning speaking or communicating with birds, eating weeds out of your yard. Seal jaw.
Dude, seal jaw. It's yeah, the seal jaw.
Yeah.
Yeah. Seal jaw. Yeah. You found a dead seal and you thought to yourself, what the hell? I'll rip its jaw.
Rip the jaw off.
Or the don't forget the vertebrae.
But how dead was the seal?
Like, it was dead.
So like, it was just a carcass?
Which,
or I mean, just the like bones?
The deader it is, the grosser it gets.
It was, so, I mean, like, originally I was picturing like a fully intact seal. She did show me photos. It was very, very decomposed.
Yeah.
But and so I was like, okay, but she did have to put the foot, because I was like, did you? She goes, no, I had to put my foot on the head.
You gotta unhinge the jaw.
Yeah, pull.
But that makes it a little better.
Yes.
Because she didn't have to do any sort of surgery.
No. I was thinking originally, like, you had to, like,
cut out the.
No. It was mostly.
Because I was thinking, there's really. If you had a seal. Okay, so if you walked by a seal.
Yeah.
And a dead seal, and you're like, I have to take part of that seal.
Yeah.
What are you even taking? Like, what can you even get?
Apparently the jaw.
Without a knife, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, you, what are you...
No, this was, like...
So it had to have been decomposed.
It was decomposed. You could see it. You could see the flipper and everything, but it was, like, a lot of the meat had, like, it had been wasted
away. Yeah, so that jaw was calling to her. She saw it sitting right there. She's like, ah, oh, there we go.
Yes!
Finally.
Yes!
It's her Super Bowl. She's like, I got it.
That was her... Because I did ask. She was now, like, oh, yeah, that was the all-time fine.
Is that legal?
Desecration, like, of a seal.
Can you do that?
That I don't
know.
Did
she just admit to a crime?
She may not be a real person. I don't know. Is there a limitation there? Couldn't tell you.
Well, I tell you, that's
maybe
wild.
The crows or the seagulls told her where to find the seal. You want a bone necklace?
Seal? Does she communicate with any other animals, or is it just crows?
No. I think she definitely is. She has a way with animals. You can tell.
But does she speak their languages? Or
I don't know if she
crow?
Speaks the language, but she speaks crow,
okay.
And that is spot on.
We should have her in.
She was the most interesting person that any one of my kids has ever brought home.
Be careful, dude. All right, well, I don't know how we follow that up.
Yeah.
Here's Buck.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned, and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Allo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We're running into a bit of a dilemma here. One, we're out of time. But two, I just don't think this next story that I have for you should follow that.
Yeah. Now, how do you follow that?
Yeah, like, it's over.
No. You just come wandering downstairs one day, and next thing you know, it's possible that you have a female Jeffrey Dahmer in your living room.
And seriously, if that's a dude...
Yeah. If you want to know...
Homeboy, seriously, think about this. What you would have done and said if that were O'Ren's new boyfriend.
He would have been thrown out of the house.
I mean...
There's no... Well, first of all, it never would have happened because if you're a guy and you're into that, you are single forever. It, by the way, I understand that women have a lot of a lot of challenges, right? It's a male-dominated world. We all understand that.
Very
but,
much.
But...
Uh-oh.
And here's a big old but.
Oh, boy.
Women can get time for that.
Women can get away with 1,000 times more weird things than men could ever. Because she is... by the way, when she left the house, BTJ turns to me and goes, so what'd you think? I said, best one he's brought home so far.
Girl, you something else.
There's no way a male could have ever gotten away with that. Let alone even gotten a girl.
Well, I just think for girls... In this particular case, it's not as sinister.
No.
Because she's female.
Yes.
Now, if this were a boy...
Straight to jail.
It's not innocent.
You imagine if you were a guy and you met a girl, and you've been dating a week or two, and he's like, yeah, I got a raccoon buried in the yard. I got to go dig it up. And you're like, what? Oh, well, nothing weird. I just want the head.
Well, you know what? If you're a guy...
You're a loser.
If you're a girl...
It's actually pretty neat.
It's the Alonzo Mourning meme.
I'm just saying, there are giant advantages to being female. And I think that the ability to dig up dead animals and not have it be serial killer behavior is one of them.
It's a perk.
You can't be a guy walking along the beach, see a dead seal, and think, and out loud be like, I'm going to rip that jaw off.
How
and
about
then
that?
Take
boop,
his
boop.
Teeth... And make jewelry out of it. And yet, here we are.
Well, I can't follow. My next story is about Taliban penis. And that...
Rot boxes with Taliban penis?
That should have alarmed all of you.
Probably.
But I'm not going to present it today as it just doesn't belong in this spot.
No. So Scooby-Doo ghost penis mystery?
Well,
and someone,
we'll have that tomorrow.
And someone did say, this is our one material... But in reference to the Pope dying, I didn't feel it. I was going to bring this up earlier, but the Pope dying kind of took the lead, and I didn't know how to follow dead Pope with my son may or may not be dating a serial killer.
No, this is perfect club material.
You know.
I think someone earlier was alarmed that you didn't bring this to us on Friday, even though we only had an hour.
Yeah.
So you said this was Thursday?
Yeah, but I didn't find this out. You know, this... I didn't get deep into this until the weekend.
Oh, okay, I see.
Yeah, it's only an hour. Like, this is, you know.
So you first met her on Thursday, but then you
got this was
to
like just okay, this okay. was just the pleasantries of hey, nice to meet you.
You didn't have all of the sealed jaw ripping details.
She didn't launch in with, by the way, I ripped the jaws off of dead seals.
She warmed you up first.
Had to lean into caca, caca.
Oh yeah, she was eating your backyard first.
Yeah, that you know,
bro,
murder shed.
bro. And I always thought it would be the BTJ that would murder you.
Not so fast.
There's always a dark horse.
Always.
Bodies fall out of Hershes. All right, we'll wrap it up next on The Fan.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports?
You can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings.
Which for me would be pineapple and toenails. Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirecTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Well, we have to send you off
yep.
on your vacation.
I'm out.
Going to Italy.
Yeah.
Which is a great city.
I've heard that.
Italy's
Germany's a great city.
You're going to love it.
Yeah. Going to try to go see a dead pope. Maybe a live one.
Try the pasta.
They have good pasta in Italy? Is that?
Well, so you were in Mexico City, right? And you guys went to Chili's?
I'm looking for a...
Sbarro's?
Well, Olive Garden.
I was thinking more like an Olive Garden.
All you can eat, like never-ending pasta bowl.
I kid you not. If we, in the 2 weeks we're in Italy, if we see an Olive Garden, we're going in. I want to walk in to Olive Garden in Venice and be like, I'll have the tour of Italy.
Miscusi! Breadsticks!
Miscusi! They're all Americans working in there.
What better? Hey, that Chili's in Mexico City was jumping, and I bet the Olive Garden would be too.
Everyone would be watching the NFL draft all hyped.
I'll take the chicky parm. Thank
you. Suit comes back. Venice is great! I watched the NFL draft in an Olive Garden.
Did you know they have fettuccine Alfredo over there?
Guys, the breadstick's a little bit different, but man, that Alfredo's so good.
Well, enjoy it. That's a great
Have a great trip.
That's a great trip.
I'm excited about it. See you guys in a couple weeks.
Hopefully your son is not murdered and skinned before you get back.
If he does, you guys know where to look. No, I'm not going to give you no cookie.
All right. Buck and I back tomorrow, 3 to 7 of Fang Night.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.